going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
And a good Saturday morning to you on this opening day of the Louisiana spring squirrel season. Are you getting ready to head into the woods? Or are you going to be out into the Gulf of Mexico chasing some of those red snapper in the newly reopened amberjack season? That's right, amberjack or fair game. We'll talk more about both of those a little bit later on. Also going to get those live reports from our field reporters, including we're going to be talking in just a few minutes to Robbie Campo. Those of you who are headed down to the St. Bernard playgrounds of Delacroix, Shell Beach, Hopedale, Reggio, the 510 bridge, that is the bridge from I-10 that crosses from Orleans Parish down into St. Bernard Parish, is closed. It was closed at 8 o'clock last night and will remain closed until 5 o'clock Monday morning. So you're going to have to take that alternate route. I know a lot of you on the road right now. The old Highway 90, the Chef area, is the one that you kind of go out to get out that way, and we'll kind of map that out for you. But again, when you go through New Orleans, going across that bridge that crosses over the intercoastal down there, that is not one of the, I guess you'd say, safest parts of the city of New Orleans. So be careful, particularly if you're pulling a boat and you got a lot of merchandise, fishing rods and ice chests and gear in the back of your boat, and you stopped at lights. And again, I have been told by police officers to let people know if there's any reason you don't feel safe and you got a light, run the light by all means. Just do it safely. Make sure there's no oncoming traffic. We'll talk to Robbie more about the closing of that bridge. I mean, it's open during the week for commuter traffic, but during the weekend when the fishermen are heading down there, well, it's got to take some alternate routes. All right, we'll get some other live reports, including an update on last weekend's Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Paddlepalooza Kayak Tournament. 20 years in the making, and we'll hear the results from a man who was one of the winners. And we're talking about our field reporter, Brendan Bayard. We'll hear from Brendan and some of our other regulars, and we also have a bad boy feature. We always do. We got this time. It's 2 weeks in a row. Another jail sentence handed down on this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors. This time, the culprit, a Texas biology professor. How about that? All right, we're also going to have details of next weekend's Eco Wild Expo. That is coming to the Mobile Convention Center. I will be there. I'm going to have a booth set up next Saturday and invite all of you Alabama listeners or those of you who are going to make the trip over there. Come by and say hello and take part in it. We're going to run down some of the events. This is a very unique event. It's not your typical hunting and fishing show as you might have attended in the past. There's a lot of presentations and exhibits of a lot of interest for the whole family. We'll talk about lots more what's going to be there to do and to see at the Mobile Convention Center's Eco Wild Expo next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Also, I got a little question to throw out there for you. I got some information that there was a couple of days this week where the gnats were pretty unbearable down around St. Bernard. And if you're going to be fishing down there, you got to be prepared. You know, you might want to wear the long pants, long sleeves, and bring your favorite repellent. Mine, as I've always said, is Amber Romance, a product made by Victoria's Secret, comes in a lotion and a spray. What is yours? What's your best go-to product to ward off gnats? Use our text line. You can use that also for your fishing reports or to our listeners, your comments, your questions, 504-260-1870. And if anybody's out there getting ready to get out of the truck, you're sitting there listening to it and got your shotgun or your 22 in hand, you're going to be taking part in that squirrel season, give me a holler. Let me know how you've been doing in past seasons and what the squirrel report is from the area you'll be hunting in. Don't forget, the limit during the spring season is only 3. Where during the regular season, the daily bag limit is 8. All right, we'll be back to talk to Robbie Campbell more about that closure and also some pretty good fishing information from the St. Bernard area. It's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And let's check in with Robbie Campo. He's down at the Campos Marina in Shell Beach. And Robbie, we got to talk about that 510 closure because that can really start somebody's day off wrong if they're not aware of it.
Well, Don, they closed the bridge yesterday at 8 o'clock at night, and it's gonna be closed the remainder of this weekend through Monday. It's gonna reopen at 5 o'clock on Monday morning. So if you're coming in from the North Shore or you're coming in, you know, wherever, and you travel in the Twin Span or whatever, Picayune, wherever you're coming in from, you're going to have to go through the city. So you're going to have to get off at either Franklin or Elysian Fields and come down North Robinson. Now, be careful doing that. I would suggest that you just, Yeah, but you get to the red light, look both ways, and there's nothing coming, just keep on going. That's what I do. So, even the police tell you to do that, you know, it's a dangerous situation, but it's the only way to get here right now. I think Jazz Fest, isn't this the last weekend of Jazz Fest, Don? Am I correct about that?
Yes, yeah, you are.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen.
I'm not a goer, but I hear that.
Yeah, me either. I've never been there. I'm not going, but I think that's going to probably throw a little bit of a curveball in fishing this weekend, because I know a lot of people are going to see a lot of the bands that are there this weekend. But I'll tell you, the fishing has just been as good as ever. Inshore, offshore, Don, anywhere from the islands to Biloa, up in the edge of the Biloxi Marshall, the Oyster Reefs, it's just been incredible fishing. You can't ask for anything better. Around the lake here has been great. So if you're going a little south of the Mystico, over in the back of the Hopedale area, Lake Robin, Lake of Two Trees area, that way, it's been all the way to Point Fortune has been good. So, fishing has just been great. So, hey, if you're coming down today and you're trying to escape the Jazz Fest, and you could weave and bob and weave and stick and move through the jungle right there and get down here, look, we're here. We're waiting on you. We got live bait. We got tanks full. Come on down and hook the left at the bridge and come on and see us.
Well, it's good that you got plenty of bait, because if they had to make a different alternative route to go get bait too, then that's even a bigger delay. Let me ask you something. I had some reports on gnats early in the week. Is that cleared up, or should they be prepared for that coming down this morning?
Well, Don, look, it's still gnat season. You're not going to get rid of gnats until you start getting some 80-degree days, consistently. So if you get a little cool front that comes through like we've been having, or some – and getting these little cool mornings, if it gets down at 69, 70 degrees, that's just a perfect recipe for them. Most of the mornings have been in the 70s, but we're still feeling them. We're almost on the tail end of them. They were pretty bad this week, but for my lady fishermen that are coming down this week, wear leggings. Don't come down here in short pants. I know that it's nice, the weather's nice, but that's the recipe to get ate up. And they love white legs, trust me. So don't do that. That's not a good idea. Wear protective clothing. You don't want to be getting all ate up by gnats. They're a pain in the butt when they're here, but we only got to deal with them for a couple more weeks, and then it's going to be that'll be over with.
Yeah, my favorite repellent is, it was never intended to be that, but Victoria's Secret makes a product called Amber Romance. It was a sweet-smelling lotion that was made for ladies, but discovered an unintended consequence, and actually an unintended benefit, was that it kept off the gnats, and it works as good as anything out there. But there's several things now on the market that concentrate on the gnats, and I wouldn't leave home without it. Something else about those gnats, Robbie, they seem to like a foggy day. I don't know what it is about a foggy day, but, boy, that really brings them out.
Well, they love fog. They love anything with, it's like a cool, damp morning. And they thrive on that, Don, and they will eat you alive, I'm telling you. And they really come out with a south-southeast wind. So that's what we've been having. So, and they usually get really bad right before the turn of a front, So right before the front gets here, that's when those gnats get really, really bad. But I think we're winding down on that part of the season so far. So hopefully we don't have to deal with this much longer.
Robbie, I just got a text in from one of the listeners talking about the ferry might be an option, the Point Lahash ferry, which is true. I don't know what time that starts running. And then there's also one even down lower, that brings you across on the east side of the river. So for people coming from the West Bank, instead of, going through the city, if they want, they can jump on that ferry and put them right down there on St. Bernard Highway.
That's exactly correct. You could do that. You can cross the Belchase Ferry, but I think that starts running at 5:00. So, but that is an option if you're coming from the West Bank. But Don, look, people, just be careful if you're coming through, coming through the city. I mean, it's we always talk about this, and it's and there's a lot of great people that live in the city, but there's just a handful, you know, that, you know, and that's just the way it is. And that's, and I guess that's everywhere. That's just not New Orleans. That's everywhere. So just be careful coming down here and get here, arrive safe, and we got you when you get here.
Gotcha. Thanks for the report, Robbie. We always appreciate it, my friend. Stay safe, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, Robbie Campo. All right, coming up next, I got some of your text messages in. If you want to send us one, it's 504-260-1870. And also, I do have some information from Blaine Salter for you freshwater fishermen, because we are in prime time for freshwater fishing. I'll pass that along to you. Talk more about the squirrel season opening up this morning in Louisiana, and also the reopening of the greater amberjack season offshore. All that and a whole bunch more on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, for you freshwater fishermen, I got a report in from Blaine Salter, our freshwater field reporter. He's talking about over in Lake Ferret, bigger quantity and quality. The size are up and is showing up in Lake Ferret now. Post-spawn patterns is what you want to use. The key is finding the laydowns out of the main tree lines in 5 or more feet of water. Green still on the tree is a must to hold the shad, baby crawfish, and grass shrimp. No better tree in Verrett when you find what they call a fresh laydown. With the wind we've had, it's like shopping in Black Friday. When you pull up, you know it's going to be good. Black and chartreuse or black and red hair or red-bodied baits are working the best. Seem to get it done. 1/32nd ounce is the size and the key. Slow the fall of your bait, and the fish don't hesitate. Small 1-inch cork is the only cork to use. Pick it up straight up and down. Also, they got some big brim showing up as the water is warming up, and better spots are surrounding trees and cypress inside the lake. But on the outer edges of the canals, like Crackerhead, every point. Bayou Tranquil at Willow Tree Canal, 2 to 4 feet of water, and be prepared for big catfish in those areas too. They're looking for the bream beds too, and plenty of catfish out there. Also got good reports from Lake Des Almonds. The fish are on the deeper stumps inside the lake. Shady side of the trees or stumps sticking up and out, that whole shady patterns is what has been successful. For those of you who like to fish the Sockale or crappie tournaments, got one coming up on May the 18th. It'll be at the new Attakapau Landing. It's gorgeous, and it's now the host site. I got to get down there and visit that. It really was in some bad need of upgrade, and looks like they got it. Blaine says J6 Jigs and Glenn's Automotive Lake Verrett Showdown. The title belt is on the line, and local bragging rights are going to be on the line as well. There's some great food, fellowship. Everyone's going to be fed in the giveaways galore. Baits in the water at 7. The weigh-in is at 3 o'clock. Great food and fun to follow. That's going to be at the Attakapau Landing May 18th. And we thank Blaine for that update. All right, getting to our text messages here. We got the Steel Man checking in from Grand Isle with his work crew. Boy, look at these. He's got KVD. He's got the Gar Whisperer, Dollar Bill Dave, T-Jim, Double Down Dustin, and G-Dub. Boy, what a crew. The trout have been a little tough to find down there, but they managed to put some boxes together, mostly under the birds. That's from our friend Steel Man. All right, the Worm's checking in. He's been on the road for 2 weeks, but he'll be in from Utah about 9 a.m. And our friend Wingbone, who makes the Wingbone calls, Ed Miller over in Alabama, he says it's time to get stocked up on those turkey calls for next season. Yeah, it's just getting ready to wrap up over there in Alabama, and it'll be done here shortly in Louisiana. He does say the fishing's good over in the Mobile Delta. And this one comes in from Doug. A few years ago, you were going to track the game violators as their cases wound through the courts. Did that happen? And if so, it would be nice to know that enforcement efforts are being recognized. Well, Doug, I've had mixed success doing that. There are a couple of district attorneys who pretty much ignore me. They don't respond to my request for more information about certain cases, and I stick on as much best I can, but the only thing I can do is maybe talk about who some of these prosecutors are, and maybe they are doing their job, maybe they're not. But if they don't communicate, we'll never know. And let's see, Captain Ross L., he's been keeping really busy, and fishing's been good down river. That's down the Mississippi River, and he wants to go catching. And here's a request, taking the son to Lake Pontchartrain this morning, looking for some tips. Reports I'm getting, and if you can stick around and hear Mike Gallo's report, he'll be with us shortly after 6 o'clock and give us some more updates. But he's been doing really well with the drop shot, fishing the bridges. You can do plastics, but if you got some live shrimp.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, for you freshwater fishermen, I got a report in from Blaine Salter, our freshwater field reporter. He's talking about over in Lake Ferret, bigger quantity and quality. The size are up and is showing up in Lake Ferret now. Post-spawn patterns is what you want to use. The key is finding the laydowns out of the main tree lines in 5 or more feet of water. Green still on the tree is a must to hold the shad, baby crawfish, and grass shrimp. No better tree in Verrett when you find what they call a fresh laydown. With the wind we've had, it's like shopping in Black Friday. When you pull up, you know it's going to be good. Black and chartreuse or black and red hair or red-bodied baits are working the best. Seem to get it done. 1/32nd ounce is the size and the key. Slow the fall of your bait, and the fish don't hesitate. Small 1-inch cork is the only cork to use. Pick it up straight up and down. Also, they got some big brim showing up as the water is warming up, and better spots are surrounding trees and cypress inside the lake. But on the outer edges of the canals, like Crackerhead, every point. Bayou Tranquil at Willow Tree Canal, 2 to 4 feet of water, and be prepared for big catfish in those areas, too. They're looking for the bream beds, too, and plenty of catfish out there. Also got good reports from Lake Des Almonds. The fish are on the deeper stumps inside the lake. Shady side of the trees or stumps sticking up and out, that whole shady patterns is what has been successful. For those of you who like to fish the Soccalay or crappie tournaments, got one coming up on May the 18th. It'll be at the new Attakapau Landing. It's gorgeous, and it's now the host site. I got to get down there and visit that. It really was in some bad need of upgrade, and looks like they got it. Blaine says J6 Jigs and Glenn's Automotive Lake Verrett Showdown. The title belt is on the line, and local bragging rights are going to be on the line as well. There's some great food, fellowship. Everyone's going to be fed in the giveaways galore. Baits in the water at 7. The weigh-in is at 3 o'clock. Great food and fun to follow. That's going to be at the Attakapau Landing, May 18th. And we thank Blaine for that update. All right, getting to our text messages here. We got the Steel Man checking in from Grand Isle with his work crew. Boy, look at these. He's got KVD. He's got the Gar Whisperer, Dollar Bill Dave, T-Jim, Double Down Dustin, and G-Dub. Boy, what a crew. The trout have been a little tough to find down there, but they managed to put some boxes together, mostly under the birds. That's from our friend Steel Man. All right, the Worm's checking in. He's been on the road for 2 weeks, but he'll be in from Utah about 9 a.m. And our friend Wingbone, who makes the Wingbone calls, Ed Miller over in Alabama, he says it's time to get stocked up on those turkey calls for next season. Yeah, it's just getting ready to wrap up over there in Alabama, and it'll be done here shortly in Louisiana. He does say the fishing's good over in the Mobile Delta. And this one comes in from Doug. A few years ago, you were going to track the game violators as their cases wound through the courts. Did that happen? And if so, it would be nice to know that enforcement efforts are being recognized. Well, Doug, I've had mixed success doing that. There are a couple of district attorneys who pretty much ignore me. They don't respond to my request for more information about certain cases, and I stick on as much best I can, but the only thing I can do is maybe talk about who some of these prosecutors are, and maybe they are doing their job, maybe they're not. But if they don't communicate, we'll never know. And let's see, Captain Rossell, he's been keeping really busy, and fishing's been good downriver. That's down the Mississippi River, and he wants to go catching. And here's a request, taking the son to Lake Pontchartrain this morning, looking for some tips. Reports I'm getting, and if you can stick around and hear Mike Gallo's report, he'll be with us shortly after 6 o'clock and give us some more updates. But he's been doing really well with the drop shot. Fishing the bridges, you can do plastics, but if you got some live shrimp, you can send them down there by those bridges. Trestle Bridge, I-10 Bridge, Highway 11 Bridge, been getting some really good reports out of the lake. I'm talking about limits, and that is new limits of speckled trout with a new limit. And also there's been some redfish there. I'm not sure if you're fishing the east end or maybe more towards the causeway, but the causeway reports have been good. And with this forecast that we've got for the weather, I think it's definitely going to be fishable. We're looking at south winds 5 to 10 and just a moderate chop on the inside waters. And for those of you who are going offshore, southeast 5 to 10 means 2 to 3 foot seas. So red snapper, the newly reopened amberjack season, all of that is fair game. Now, those of you who deal on Facebook, you might have noticed on my Facebook page last night I was talking about some of the things we were going to have on the show this morning. One of them is a picture of a beautiful amberjack. In fact, it's the Louisiana state record amberjack. It was caught by a guy named Chris LeGrand. A lot of you know Chris. He's the owner of Southside Cafe over in Slidell. And that was a beautiful fish, and it was quite a fight. In fact, it won the Louisiana Outdoor Writers Association Fish of the Year Award. So that was a great catch, and if you want to see a really large amberjack, and that is a really fighting fish, too. It's unlike the snapper and some of the other fish that kind of give up quick. Amberjack fights you from the time it hits to the time it hits the boat. All right, we're going to be back and give you some more routine details on the squirrel season, and also tell you about what's coming up at that Mobile Expo, the Echo Expo, next weekend. We'll be back to do that, get some more fishing reports from our field reporters and your text messages to 504-260-1870. It's what we do every Saturday morning, 2 hours, 5 to 7 a.m. here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, I did want to remind you about a couple of kids' fishing events. We talked with our friends over at the Mississippi Coastal Conservation Association, Mickey Lagasse, a couple of weeks ago. And if you want to get your kids signed up to participate, it's absolutely free. The fishing rodeo starts on the 25th of May and will be running throughout the summer till September the 2nd. There are just about every species of saltwater fish and over $40,000 in prizes, and it's all free for the kids. You can find out how to register and more details at cca.ms.com. And we also have the Boga Chitta Annual Fishing Rodeo taking place. That's at the I-59. It's Exit 11. It's known as the Pearl River Turnaround. There's a big pond there with a fishing pier. And this is hosted by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's open to kids 4 to 15, and it's going to be Saturday, June 8th at that location. And the fishing starts at 7:30, wraps up at 11. They've got loaner tackle to give to the kids. And, you know, they can bring their own. They're also going to have some bait, T-shirts, and lunch for the family. It's a $10 registration fee, and you can do that at flwr.org. That's flwr.org, or simply call the Boga Chitta U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service office, which is located in Lacombe, 985-882-2000, and get the kids signed up. But don't wait, because this one does have limited entries on it, and pretty much every year it does fill up. All right, we're going to be back to get to some of your text messages and also tell you more about the Mobile's Eco Wild Expo coming to the Mobile Convention Center. Squirrel season and amberjack season's opening up here in Louisiana. We'll be back to do it. But first, we pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, it's not very popular, but some people have a lot of fun doing it. And it opens up today. That's the Louisiana spring squirrel season. Opens up through the end of the month, well, May 26th. It's open on almost all of the areas, but there are some public lands where it is closed. You do have to remember that the bag limit is only 3 during the spring season. And get out there, have fun doing it. All right, we also have the amberjack season is reopened again. And it will remain open. It's not a long season. The first split is through May 31st, and then it reopens again on September 1st and goes through the end of October. Great fish. It's a great addition to if you're out there catching the big pelagic species like the tuna, the wahoo, and the snapper. A great fish. The limit is pretty short. It's one fish per person. And the minimum size is 34 inches in length. Now, that's to the fork. That's not the total length, but to that joint where the fork forms at the end of the fish to the tip of the head. 34 inches minimum size. Don't forget that. All right, we have a really nice show coming to the Mobile Convention Center. This is going to be next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's noon to 6 on Friday, 10 to 6 on Saturday. I will be there and set up in a booth, so come on by and see me on Saturday. Sunday, it's open from 10 to 5. And there's a lot of activities going to be going on here. Just to give you a few of them that highlight it, there's a lot. It's for the whole family. They've got a rock wall for the kids, touch tanks where they've got some aquatic species on display, and a lot of saltwater creatures. They've got a display from the Junior Explorers, an art gallery, and you can actually watch a live in-progress honey harvesting at a honey beehive. And then they've got a raptor show where they're going to show you about those majestic birds of prey. And guess who's making an appearance on Sunday? Auburn Eagle. He'll be on the exhibit stage. If you want to learn how to throw an axe, they're going to have axe throwing demos, shelter dogs to service dogs, archery exhibits. You can actually try your skills, and a BB gun range for the kids. And also a kid's fishing tank where you can try to catch some of the fish that'll be swimming around. And lots of presentations made by a lot of professionals in the area about that very unique Mobile Delta area. You can learn all about it. You can get tickets online, or you can get them at the gate. I would go to Eco Wild Expo. That's ecowildexpo.com. All the information's there in a link to purchase the tickets, and hopefully I'll maybe get to see you there at the show. All right, we'll have more about that next week when we get closer to it. Let me get to some more of your text messages. Let's see. Ryan says they got the camp in Southern Comfort back in shape. Boat's ready. Time for lots of family time. That's down in good old Dulac. And here's a quote, and this is from a guy named The Worm, one of our regular listeners who may be getting himself in trouble. He says, fishing with gnats is like shopping with the wife. That's from The Worm. He's the one who said it. All right, here's one that says, don't take Franklin Avenue. They're talking about an alternate route getting down to St. Bernard Parish. Don't take Franklin with your boat. The potholes will destroy your truck and boat. Good advice. Be careful of some really poor condition roadways going down there through New Orleans. And we've got Nuck Chorus. I guess he's related to the other guy. Off to False River, going to catch some bass. Good luck to you. Here's one that says, good morning, Don. Who do you like in the Kentucky Derby? Well, my early choice is a good-looking horse by the name of Stronghold. But last I saw, I think he was about a 20-to-1 long shot. But I just kind of like his looks, and we'll be checking on that. That's today, by the way, this afternoon, if you want to catch in some phenomenal racing action. That's the world's biggest, the Kentucky Derby. All right, coming back after this, we got more fishing reports. Going to take you over to Hackberry Rod and Gun, find out what the guys and girls have been catching over there from Kirk Stansel. And then we got, of course, Mike Gallo's going to be with us, Darryl Carpenter, Brendan Bayard talking about Paddlepalooza, and our forever plastic man, one Ryan Lambert. They're all coming up right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And that is our signal to head out west to Hackberry Rod and Gun and talk to Captain Kirk Stansel, get a fishing report to help you find them and catch them. Hey, Captain Kirk, what kind of week you guys had this week?
Wet. Very wet.
Yeah, I saw that. It kind of broke up before it got to the eastern part of the state, but you guys got the full brunt of it.
Oh, we caught a lot of rain this week, Don. In fact, we're gonna have for a little while. It's just, for the last 2 weeks we've had probably 10 to 12 inches up and down the watershed. So we're gonna be dealing with fresh water for a while. And, that affects the live bait, that affects the water, clarity. The conditions, and it's going to be tough for a little while, especially with the forecast, with all the wind.
Right. So what's the best way to deal with that? Do you just head further down south and hope for some saltier water?
No, not really. I mean, either fish gulp or fish with bait and try to catch redfish. You'll catch some trout. You're going to catch a few trout, but, this time, I mean, working birds or fishing the reefs out in the open water, and you need that clear water, and it's just it's going to be tough. We're going to have a tough go here for the next couple of weeks, I believe. Unless if it gets real calm, that water it'll still be dark, that fresh water color, but the fish will kind of spool up a little bit if it gets really calm and you have some good bait around. But it's going to be a grind for the next couple of weeks, I'm afraid.
Well, it's always good backup. If you find trout, fine. But if not, then maybe concentrate on some of the bottom feeders and throw, like you say, some gulp or some live or dead bait and concentrate on the redfish, the black drum, sheephead, and maybe a flounder or two.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Because trout fishing is going to be tough. God, man, it's just been a rough spring for us this year. And, we had good salty water, but we had all that wind and low tides, and then as tides come back, it's starting to straighten out, and then we get all this rain. So it just keeps rolling in the wrong direction for us.
On your redfish, are you finding like a lot of other areas that seem to be toughest to catch those ones in the slot, but underneath and over the ones that are really plentiful?
Certain areas, yeah. We catch a lot of over the slot redfish. We've been catching a lot of those. If you get back in the marshes, which we have been able to here lately because the tides have come up, you find your slot reds. But like fishing around the weirs or the passes or the jetties, it's mostly oversized reds.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that closure for the flounder that we had? Do you think that helped? Are you seeing more flounder than in the past? Some of the other areas where they get heavily fished commercially, they say they are. I was thinking about you guys over on your end.
I haven't seen much change in the flounder. It's pretty much the same, even with that closure. Of course, they close it in the fall when they're making their fall run to go out. And, the fish are really concentrated there, and you catch a lot more. But, I don't see any difference. We're still catching the same amount that we were, outside the closure season.
Kirk, I had a question. Somebody wanted to know about some good kayak launching spots over there. And I'm sure, like everywhere else, you guys over the last several years have seen a real resurgence of people getting into the kayaks. It's very, very popular. What are some of the spots where people can put in kayaks over there and be within pretty close proximity to some good fishing?
I guess the best spot would be what they call the Nature Trail in Sabine Refuge, which access the West Cove. That's and then there's a lot of marshes right around there too, where they can get back in the marsh if it's too windy to get out in West Cove. But that would be the best spot. Abear's Landing. I don't know if they've really reconstructed everything since the hurricane, but that's right there on the lake. Other than that, most of your places are Spicer Hughes Marina is a good spot. You got the marsh and a lot of marsh around it, so there's a lot of good spots to launch.
And Kirk, what do you think would be the best case scenario to turn around the freshwater? I guess a drought, huh? We don't want what we had last year.
We need it to stop raining. A good flush would help. Or actually, what I find when you get these, say if a front comes through and it drops the tide out real low, it flushes a lot of this freshwater out. But there's so much coming down that whenever the tide comes back, all the fresh water just backs into the lakes. So what I think we need is just some really big tides to hang in there for a while.
Yeah.
To help mix some of that salt water in there.
Well, let's hopefully we get them. Kirk, a very popular area down there. If people from either the west side in Texas want to come visit you, or people on the east side, or come down from the north, tell them all the different ways they can find you.
Call us toll free. It's 888-762-3391. And our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com. You go to our webcam and see what we're catching. When the guides come in and dump their fish to take pictures, you can see what we're catching.
Pictures don't lie.
That's right.
And we also got you on my website at dontheoutdoorsguy.com. They can always go there and catch a link to your great site. Kirk, thanks for the report. Hopefully things change a little around a little bit. We get a little bit better water conditions in there, and the wind quits blowing, and the fish keep biting.
Oh, I know. We've been through it before. We'll get through it, and they'll turn around and get going.
That's for sure. Thanks again, Kirk. We'll see you next
time.
There he goes, Kirk Stansel. Hackberry Rod and Gun. All right, up next, from realscreamers.com, it's Darryl Carpenter keeping an eye on Grand Isle. We'll find out what's happening down on the Big Island right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, very early on a Saturday morning, and Captain Darryl Carpenter's already out and after him on the water. Captain Darryl, where are you headed and what you hoping to catch?
We're headed looking for some clean water there, Don, and of course, speckled trout's on the menu. We're gonna probably have to run around a couple of places. Oh Lord, mercy! I'm in the middle of the boat parade, and everybody's wondering why did you stop. but no, God, man, look, I heard one of the things you said earlier, and I don't want to be argumentative with him, but man, if you ain't catching speckled trout in Grand Isle right now, you just ain't in the right place. The clients that I have on the boat, they've been here all week, and they've been surf fishing. And if you would see the stringers of trout he's been putting together on the surf, just fighting the waves, fighting the surf, it's just been amazing around Grand Isle the last week or two. There's been a lot of birds. I've caught fish under the birds. I've caught really good fish under the birds. Caught a whole lot of good fish around the reefs or the passes. My guys been fishing the rock jetties and the beaches right at the point, on the beach in front of Grand Isle. It's, you name it, they're everywhere. And the thing is, I think all week long, I might have killed 50 shrimp. Everything else has been coming off of plastic, just slow rolling it on the bottom.
Doesn't get much easier than that. Are you running along the front side of the beach? Is that where you are right now?
Oh, no, sir. From what I can see, there's still some elephants running across that horizon. That it's going to take that gulf just a little while to turn down and, you know, to calm down a little bit. And from what I'm seeing, we might end up getting wet today. I mean, I know there's, well, we got a 20-30% chance of rain, but I'm watching some, a few of these, the tops are starting to get a little bit tall on. So there may even be some thunderstorms around today.
So I guess that southeast 5 to 10 forecast is more to the 10 than it is the 5.
No, I mean, it's good. At 4 o'clock when I got up and started getting everything ready this morning, there was an exact mirror of everything in the water. I mean, you could see it was like a lake. It was dead calm. Wind started blowing a little bit about 4:30, but I'd say it's still on the 5-mile-an-hour side. But it looks like I said, it looks like we're going to have a few little disturbances and blow-ups today if this stuff continues. So I would assume the upper bays, you know, the bigger bays are going to get rough around some of these thunderstorms if they do develop.
So what part of the island were you seeing those surf trout coming from? Was it around the Elmer's Island area?
Yes, they're all been on the west side of the island where he's been fishing. It just having to put up with that rough surf, and like he told me this morning, I asked him, so what are you here with me for after you showed me the pictures of what you've been fishing? And he's like, nah, I just want the experience kind of thing. But man, and even then, he said he was having to fight the rough surf. And he made the comment, he's like, Darryl, you're not getting a boat anywhere near where we've been fishing because it's just been too rough. You'd end up beach. But man, I mean, Don, it's just stereotypical. I mean, we're having one of the best years. I don't know. I mean, last spring was killer like this too. But it's just, man, this stuff has been so easy lately. It's almost a shame to do what we do.
You mentioned that you were using very few shrimp, which is going to make Captain Ryan Lambert very happy to hear. But the plastics that you're throwing, does it make any difference, the style, the type, the color?
Yeah, well, Don, we've been fishing, you know, from past experience, I'm pretty high on that matrix shad. And what we've been fishing has been really, really stained water. And I just revert back to my old bass fishing days. And when you've got that darker stained water, you typically go with darker colors. My go-to color, I've used 100-pack of them so far this week, has been that matrix shad, the dark green mullet. I forget the exact name of it. But that's been I just been sticking with darker colors, and that one bait has been working, so I hadn't even tried anything else. We did, I guess it was Wednesday morning, we tried a little bit of top water. We made about 4 casts with a top water because it was dead calm. And the other guy had one guy on top water, one guy on the matrix. And the guy on the matrix did 3 or 4 casts in the top water and already put 5 fish in the boat. So we're like, hell with that, cut the top water off.
Yep, that happens that way. Now, when you're fishing those matrix shad, are you letting them slow fall down and getting hit on the fall, or are you dragging it slow across the bottom? How are you working it?
All right, so here's the story on that. The other day I had clients for multiple days, and we caught them both days that I had them on that bait. The first day we were jigging it and catching fish. The second day, when we started off, we were jigging it and catching fish. And then something happened. The tide slowed down or something. And look, I know I can't keep my fish, but I'm going to get in on some of that every now and then, right? I couldn't catch a fish because I was still jigging it. The two clients, at one point I had 6 fish flopping on the floor of the boat. And what had happened, whatever it was that changed it, and this is where you've got to be versatile when you're fishing, whatever it was that changed the conditions, the fish went to where they would not touch it unless we were throwing it up current, letting it sink to the bottom, and you were literally throwing out to the side of the boat. But you had to let the current just roll it across the bottom. I mean, not reel it, not do anything, just let the current roll it across the bottom, and you'd see the tip jerk. As soon as you'd see the tip jerk, it was a fish. It took me a little while to adjust to that.
Yeah, it gets like that. The smallest little things can make the biggest difference. Darryl, somebody wants to get in on some of that Grand Isle fishing, we got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, and give them the telephone number if they want to make a call.
225-937-6288.
All right, we're not going to hold you and your clients up anymore. Thank you for the report.
Go get them. All right, Don. Thank you.
Crank her up. All right, there he goes, Darryl Carpenter. All right, coming back after the top of the hour break, Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard, Ryan Lambert, and your text messages to 504-260-1870 on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.